FM 90.3 WJTL. That is Family Force 5, Let It Be Love. Jeremy Kipp, Dead Man Walking. Before that, good morning to you. Mindy and Fred hanging out with you on this winning Wednesday at 7:02.
And tonight's an exciting night for us. The parade season continues. You can look for the WJTL parade crew in tonight's Mannheim Farm Show parade. We're going to have the WJTL Suburban all washed up and shiny for you. The kids' cookie break car will be leading us. We're also going to have our crew wearing our red shirts. You can't miss us. We're going to have big buckets full of candy. The parade steps off at 7, and you can find out more info at the ManheimFarmShow.org.
This morning, our friends from Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child hanging out with us. Lisa and Deb are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And let's see, Lisa Byrne is the area coordinator for York County. Lisa, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to my husband, Pat, and our sons, Alex and Matthew.
Very cool.
And all of our volunteers across
the area.
And
yes.
I forgot to mention, you guys have the most awesome shirts. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes. I love your matching.
We color coordinated.
Yeah, very. Yeah, it's easy to know what to wear, right?
It is.
So tell us about Operation Christmas Child.
Operation Christmas Child is a ministry of Samaritan's Purse. And it has been around for 26 years now.
Wow.
It's awesome. Just really a great, tangible way to share God's love with children all around the world. It's all about shoebox gifts being packed and sent to children in need in over 110 different countries. And the shoeboxes are just also a great opportunity to open the door to share the gospel. And it's really all about spreading the gospel to the far ends of the earth through a simple shoebox gift.
Yeah. Do you remember what was the original idea? Because I just love the whole idea of the shoebox. Yeah. What was the original idea?
Oh, gosh. Deb, you might have to help me.
Deb, do you know?
It originally started with Franklin Graham being invited to help. It started with a couple in Wales.
Yes. The cooks in Wales started the program back in 1990. And in 93, Franklin Graham was asked to get as many shoeboxes together so that they could go to Ukraine. And they were able to collect 28,000 shoebox gifts that very first year.
That very first year.
Yes.
And from there, it just has...
It's taken off.
Into the millions.
It's going crazy.
Huge. And then once children receive their shoebox gifts, they actually at that time receive a booklet called The Greatest Gift, and that's in over 100 different languages now.
Yeah.
And then they are invited to be part of a discipleship program called The Greatest Journey, which is a 12-session program. And this year is the 10-year anniversary of The Greatest Journey discipleship program.
That's cool. If people want more information, can they visit you online?
Sure. Yeah. They can go to the website, which is SamaritansPurse.org.
Very cool. And we'll... coming up, talk about more opportunities for you to pack boxes too. And with us this morning, Deb Ward is here. You've already heard her talk a bit. She's the Lancaster Lebanon area coordinator. Deb, anyway, you want to say hi to?
Good morning, honey. This is. I just wanted to say good morning to my husband John and my kids Kevin and Julie.
Very cool. And you have a great story. You were in Rwanda. Tell us about that.
I was. That was an absolute amazing trip. I was able to go over there with about seven or eight volunteers. We went and we were able to go out into the different areas of Rwanda and hand out shoebox gifts to the children.
Wow.
And in one instance, it was really awesome. We met a young boy who was about 12 years old, and you could just see the look on his face was just awesome. He was so excited to receive his gift. But we, as volunteers, couldn't believe he opened this gift, and the first thing he sees is a pair of winter gloves. Now, why in the world would winter gloves go to Rwanda?
Right.
Okay, a very warm country.
Yes.
And he's got this big grin on his face, and we ask the interpreter, what is going on? What is with this boy? Well, his mom could not afford any gloves for him because he wanted to try out to be a soccer goalie for his school. And the only way he could do that is with gloves. And so he got winter gloves so that he could try out to be a soccer goalie.
And you guys didn't know
and
that when you handed
no
him
idea.
The box.
Are you kidding me? It was just random.
It was God's randomness.
And it is exactly right. He knew that boy needed that box with the winter gloves. And so you think, wow, why would I send winter gloves to a warm country. You know what? Let God's Holy Spirit lead you into what you're going to pack, because you never know how he's going to use it.
Wow.
So it was amazing.
I love that story. That's awesome. Coming up, we're going to talk more about Operation Christmas Child. In the meantime, SamaritansPurse.org is the place for you to visit. Deb and Lisa will give you more opportunities to pack boxes and tell you all the details.